I know it was a tough loss. Just the first two innings for you guys really hurt you guys, especially the errors on the first inning, and just tough to overcome. But it was a great effort trying to make a rally. Just kind of the overall assessment of today's ball game.
You know, the girls played tough from beginning to end. Their bats were just they were hitting the holes, and we weren't. You know, our bats took a little bit to awaken. And by that time, it was a little bit too late. You know, I put Nicole in because I saw they struggled with a slower pitcher. And when we watched Lake in, and I kind of wish maybe I should have done that a little bit sooner. But, you know, lesson learned, go with my gut. But, you know, that's on me. That's not on the girls when that something like that happens. So, you know, I'm proud of the girls. They've had a great season, and they shouldn't hang their heads over that one.
You know, absolutely not. TNP, a really good team, and they showed it here today. The record, very deceiving, but, you know, the effort was definitely there, and it took a player like Nancy Wiebe coming in and led off the third inning with a single. She had three of your seven hits in the game, and, you know, she had some nice effort in right field as well, and, you know, it's hard to believe she's just only a first-year player.
You know, oh, Nancy. You know, she's the toughest girl on the team by far. I mean, she doesn't get scared about anything. She doesn't care if a pitcher's a little bit faster, and, you know, or not. I mean, you put her in a cage with a lion, she'll take that lion on. So, I think Nancy's going to be a great leader next year. I think she's going to know more about kind of what's going on. And I haven't quite decided where I might put her. I'm thinking about maybe putting her in the infield next year, but I really do like her in the outfield. But she had a good season. She surprised me. You know, I think she was expecting to play JV this year, and I said, no, I need you on the varsity team. So she stepped up, and hopefully some of these upcoming freshmen, sophomores, will step up next year and continue this winning record that we got going on.
I mean, what a turnaround for you guys at 18-4. And you probably had a good feeling about how good this team could be this year. Did you ever expect maybe an 18-4 record and maybe two wins away from going to state?
I definitely did not expect an 18-4 record. I expected maybe a 12-10 record. I knew we were going to be in a winning team this year, but I mean, the girls seriously overdid my expectations, and I'm so proud of them. They worked hard every single day at practice. There wasn't really any downtime, and you know, they worked hard on the off season. You know, I can't practice with them, but you know, they did stuff on their own, and that was definitely the upperclassmen leading that. And you know, hopefully the younger girls will learn from that and hit on the off season and play this summer, and you know, watch some softball on TV because there's some good D1 softball going on right now. And I talk to the little girls about that daily, about watching softball, go outside every day, work on it. So because it's not easy, you know, especially in our league. So hopefully our girls will learn from it this year and continue it next year.
Well, as I say that, you say goodbye to a few seniors there. Nicole Lotta, who pitched pretty good for you in four innings today, had a couple of hits. And, man, Nicole kind of had a tough day behind the plate and at the plate swinging. Madison Orr also kind of had a tough day as well. But and also can't ever forget about Kaylee Zilla as well. Those four seniors really putting an imprint from year one to year two in your tenure here. And what a turnaround that they were the big leading catalyst for that.
You know, today I feel like they were trying to do a little bit too much. And sometimes you just got to trust in yourself and trust in your swing, trust in your throw, and know that it's going to be right on, and just not, you know, not try to do too much. You know, Amanda tried to throw some runners out a little bit, and she kind of didn't have the grip of the ball like she should. But you know what? It's okay. You're going to make mistakes. And, you know, Nicole, she's by far a better shortstop than I ever was. She's a leader. She knows exactly where the ball's going to go, and she steps up to the plate and expects to hit it every time. And Mo, I think she's the most improved player this year by far. I mean, I think her batting average jumped 200 points this year, and she's definitely a leader. She's the one I know. She's always talking on the field, and she just makes me laugh. I mean, I love that girl. And Kaylee, she was definitely a leader out in the outfield before she broke her thumb. She was always talking to the girls about where to move and when to move, and she was always up with the batting lineup, exactly know what was coming up next. So I'm serious. It's hard to see those seniors go. I wish I could coach them at least one more year, but I got to let them move on and do what they want to do.